Well, good evening, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on the social channels with a little extra cheese here on Sunday night as the Packers learn who they will be facing next Sunday afternoon in the NFC Championship game, with the Buccaneers coming out on top against the New Orleans Saints. Obviously, everyone will all week break down, talk about, overanalyze, and pontificate upon the Packers' beatdown in Tampa Bay earlier this season in week six, a game that got completely out of hand for the Packers, their worst game of the year, without question. Aaron Rodgers' worst performance in an MVP season. Undoubtedly, that will be dissected, talked about all week long. You guys know here on the channel, I've been hoping for this. I want Brady and Lambeau. I want to send them home packing. It's going to look cold. It's going to be possibility of snow. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be gorgeous. Can't think of a better way to go to the Super Bowl than beating the team, the one team who made you look bad all year. Clearly, you know, I think I saw a lot of Packers fans on Twitter talking about wanting the Saints, and for good reason. I think the Packers would absolutely boat race to the Saints in Lambeau next week, but it was not the case. Tampa Bay is a formidable foe. There is no doubt about it. Their defense is excellent. Devin White, you saw tonight, had an outstanding game sideline to sideline. He is a major problem. As they kept talking about on the broadcast, this is the number one ranked rushing defense. However, they have not been great against the run the last four or five games, although I thought they stiffened as the night went on tonight. This will undoubtedly be a chance for Matt LaFleur to show that he's learned something. Don't forget, obviously everyone here will remember last year, no question about the ass whooping the Packers took at the hands of the 49ers mid-season. Came back out to San Francisco for the NFC Championship game and got absolutely boat raced while trying to execute a very similar offensive game plan. So hopefully a little bit of learning has gone on this time around. The Packers don't come out trying to run some of those toss plays we saw in week six, or trying to use some of the same checks they use all the time on third down, which one led to a pick six, another one led to a tough interception. But we'll see. We'll see. Hello to everybody in the comments section. Good to see you all. Lots of happy folks here knowing who the Packers are going to play. I do love it. Bring on Brady. Kevin's ready. Pressure up the fucking middle. Yeah, that is a big, big-time key. You got to think Kenny Clark is in for a big, big ask in this game. Chuck at MTB, thank you for the super chat. Can we please address how chill in the pocket 12 was in his own end zone before chucking a first down dart? Go, Pack, go. I legit meant to rip that play, and I probably will tonight. And put it on Twitter because it's crazy. And if you look in the end zone angle from the coach's film, it's nuts. That play in particular is insane. I most certainly will be highlighting it on Twitter because it was incredible. It's one of those plays where you think, oh, he's dead, like a couple times. And he just stands in there, waits for the play to develop, and then, like you say, delivers a dart. Luke, thanks for the super chat. Bears still suck. Brady sucks. Let's go. I mean, Brady's playing pretty well. You can't... he can't judge completely by tonight. I know he didn't throw for a ton of yards, and it's not like he lit things up. That is a tough defense that the Saints have, and it's a divisional opponent, third time playing each other. It's hard to see either one of those quarterbacks lighting anything up, especially Drew Brees at this point. But Brady did a good number on the Packers defense last time around, and they've got a lot of adjusting to do. Joey, what is up? What is up? That's right. Stanley, thanks for the super chat. Packers don't turn it over next Sunday, they win. I tend to agree with that assessment, Stanley. I think you hit the nail on the head right there. They got to play a clean game, something they haven't done a ton of, but it's funny because if you look at this past game, Rodgers has two balls that should have probably been intercepted. You go back to the Bears game, he had three throws, which probably should have been intercepted. The opposing team started holding on to some of these, then the Packers might be in a little bit of trouble, but they've skated off of each of those so far. Tulio, thanks for the super chat. This time we'll be in the fucking frozen tundra. You darn right it will be. Justin, thank you for the super chat. This isn't the same team from week six. That is correct. On both sides, really. Although I would say the Buccaneers resemble more of the team that they were than the Packers do. That is for absolute certainty. Petten, pressure, I wouldn't count on it. unless he goes completely against his profile, which I guess is a possibility, especially the second time around against Tom Brady, but I would be surprised. People are talking about, someone says, they both look like shit. Well, it's divisional opponents playing each other for the third time this year. Yeah, it's going to be a tough game. It always was going to be kind of a knockdown, drag-out type game. The Saints put the hurt on them pretty damn good last time around, and I thought the Bucs responded with a good game plan tonight. They certainly played a clean game. Jasmine, thank you for the super chat. Hey, Nags, can't wait till next week. Let's get this win. By the way, I think we have another Packers fan. My 11-month-old smiles every time he sees me on TV. Jasmine, that's you got to get the kid checked out then. I'm not so sure that's a great idea. Do you think Rodgers retires if we win the Super Bowl? No, I do not. Now, they win two in a row? Maybe. We'll see. Making sure I don't miss any super chats. This isn't the same team from week six. Got that one. Yeah. Tyler, thank you for the super chat. Already making excuses. The NFL wants Brady to be the first QB to play in his home stadium. Might be ugly. Don't go all conspiracy theory. Come on now. Don't be an internet troll. There's no way that is going to play into the game on Sunday. Hate that Sue has it out for Rodgers too. Oh, I love that Sue is going to be there because I'm going to ask Aaron if he's going to wear extra calf protection. Because it's cold. Remember last time Sue stepped on Rodgers. He said it was because it was so cold. He didn't know what he was stepping on. Oh, I'm gonna troll the hell out of Sue this week. Are you kidding me? Fuck that guy. Is it just me or is the Tampa offense not scary? I don't think it's just you, Eric. I think they're pretty damn formidable. They got a lot of good pieces. Maybe isn't always fluid, but they got a lot of talent. And like I said last time around, Brady did a number on them. He did really good work at the line of scrimmage, identifying what kind of coverage he was seeing pre-snap, getting guys into position to make plays, setting his protections. They don't call him the GOAT for no reason. He's excellent, and the Packers need a much better plan. Fuxer619, that is one hell of a handle. I'm nervous but also confident at the same time. Also, it's with an S, not the cuss word. Yeah, sure. Sirs, I gotcha. Saul, thanks for the super chat. Devin White will be this week's boogeyman. Oh yeah, that's already starting. No question about it. Which is fine. Hey, I think he's more of a boogeyman than Jalen Ramsey was. I legitimately think Devin White could wreck this game. I never thought that about Jalen. Evan, thank you for the super chat. Really hope the Packers play close coverage because Brady will take soft coverage all day. Yes, Evan, he will. Nags, in his usual self-deprecating humor, love it. Tulio, thank you very much for the super chat. Luis, thank you for the super chat. Hey, Nags, go Pack, go. Will tickets be available Wednesday for the public if season ticket holders decide to resell them, like on StubHub, etc.? No, they are not allowed to be resold. They are available soft tickets only on, you got to get them on your phone. You got to bring your phone to the stadium, and they are not allowed to be resold. These tickets that will be on sale, I believe they said Tuesday. I can't remember the exact day. At 10 a.m. are for the people, the season ticket holders who opted in at the beginning of the year. I do believe Corey Banky will most likely be attending the NFC Championship game, meaning I will be on my own for the watch party. So I hope you guys show up for that. So it's going to be a really good time. If we lose, it will be Kevin King. What are you talking about? Come on now. Don't go down this road now. Let's just be chill here. Here we go. We got all sorts of super chats I got to get to here. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Tom Brady, old lady, new baby, doesn't matter. Packers winning by 10. Give me a go, Pack, go. Now we're talking. Now we're talking. Too old for this. Thanks for the super chat. Some people are already counting us out. When are people going to start seeing how good the Pack actually is? Man, let them. Just makes it all that much sweeter when the Packers win. Kelvin, thank you for the super chat. Rodgers versus Brady, Jair versus Evans, Adam versus whoever dares. Looking forward to it. Let's destroy the Bucks' home Super Bowl dream. Go, Pack, go. Don't forget, now Rodgers threw two picks trying to get it to Adams last time around. One was a pick six, and one set him up basically on the goal line. So, the second one was probably could have been called PI. The Buccaneers play extremely sticky man coverage defense. They like to get their hands on you. You saw they got a couple calls tonight, but they really kind of have the same philosophy that we saw back in the Legion of Boom days, where Seattle was like, what are you going to do? You're going to call it on every play? The Bucs know that. So, yeah, they get away with a lot, man. They grab receivers way, well past that five-yard mark, and they do tend to get away with it more often than not. So they're smart. They know what they're doing. Preston, thanks for the super chat. If the defense wets the bed, do you think we will let go of Mike Pettine? Sick of seeing meltdowns in the NFC Championship game. I like our chances, though. I mean, the meltdowns, sick of seeing meltdowns in the NFC Championship game. Most of those were authored by Dom Capers, so I don't know if you can hold that against Mike Pettine. However, 2 years in a row, yes, if they are embarrassed on the defensive side of the ball for a second year in a row in the NFC Championship game, on the doorstep of the Super Bowl, Aaron Rodgers' window closing in Green Bay, I think there's a pretty good chance, yes, Matt will move on. But that's a lot of ifs, ands, or buts. Justin, thanks for the super chat. Why are they giving them a cushion on third downs? Game hasn't started yet. Oh, just getting ready. Justin, you know my weaknesses. You know it. You know where my head's at. Chad, thanks for the super chat. We knew they didn't belong in the same field as us, Devin White, after the first matchup. If I'm Matt LaFleur, that's going to on the bulletin board. Oh, trust me, Cheesehead TV will do its part to make sure that all that nonsense, all that junk they talked, gets sees the light of day this week. I see people asking about A.J. Dillon. We won't really know much on Dillon, I don't think, until tomorrow. Hopefully, Matt gives us something. We didn't obviously get a chance to talk to Coach today or anybody with the Packers. I know the one kind of update that I did see was about Chris Barnes. He will have to play with that club on his that he finished the game with on his hand for the remainder of the postseason, but he should be available. At least Sue is used to losing at Lambeau. Now you're talking. Now you're talking my language. There you go. Legless, thanks for the super chat. You could play Santa this year, playoff beard. Hey, I'm just, it's not going away until the Packers season is over. It's just not how I roll. Fuskers? I'm nervous, but also confident at the same time. Also, it's with an S, not the cuss word. Didn't I do that one already? Saul, I did that one already too. All right, there we go. So now I've caught up. I got you. Make sure I got everybody here. Nags Grossi simulcast? Millsy, I doubt it. But stranger things have happened. You never really know. Brady stated he hates cold weather. I hope it snows. Keith, the very early preliminary weather report is 24 degrees chance of snow. So I am down with it. I'm all in on that. Eric, thank you for the super chat. Hey, Nags, do you think our defense can really get Brady frustrated this time around? And should Green Bay change anything in the pass game to execute better? I would look at using a lot more bunch sets, trying to run the football through between the tackles rather than get that the toss play going, which is the bane of my existence on offense. But yeah, stay ahead of the sticks. That's the biggest key to this entire game. You know, that's they got in big, big trouble last time around. The thing to remember, though, is last time around, David Bakhtiari went down early on, and once Rick Wagner slid over to left tackle, they were in major trouble. They didn't really handle that very well. I think they're much better situated this time around. Obviously, they'll have a plan going in, which hopefully is able to take advantage of some of those man looks that the Buccaneers like to utilize. But we'll see. So we got Grim Chief. Thanks for the super chat. Can't wait for Damon Harrison's two snaps next week. Pardon me, sir. It was three snaps yesterday. Three snaps. He went from 11 against the Bears to three yesterday. Unleash A.J. Dillon. We'll see if he's healthy. No word on his status yet. I'm starting to GoFundMe to donate my leg to Bakhtiari. I know he's got some major FOMO watching those guys ball out. Rodgers versus Brady, NFC Championship game. My blood pressure isn't ready. Yeah, Brad, it's gonna be one of those afternoons. Get ready. Justin, thanks for the super chat. At least the Rams defense was a good tune-up match for this game. Kind of. I mean, they played a lot more zone than probably what we're going to see out of the Buccaneers next week. Certainly handling that front will undoubtedly be a good warm-up, so to speak. I'm all about Elgton Jenkins versus Ndamukong Suh. That's what I want to see. That's where my head's at. That's where I'm paying my money. What else we got, folks? Will Veldheer be available? It's a possibility, Tyler. We'll see. We'll see what, how, if he's able to come off the COVID-19 list later this week. We ran 188 yards on the number one defense. We are ready. I want all the smoke. Russell, that's what I like. That's what I like. That's all about it. Big Cheese. If we can establish the run early, I can see Rodgers having a field day, I believe, with their secondary, even though they are good against the Saints. Go Pack, go. I mean, I'm just waiting for the pump and go. They've been susceptible to it all year long. I'm surprised that the Saints really didn't try it that I saw tonight. That's just something waiting to happen, especially if they can get somebody trying to jump Devontae early, get him on a pump and go, open things up. Because, look, that's been the Packers' MO this entire stretch here in those last month or so, is get up top, get up a couple scores, and then let the defense pin their ears back, right? And clearly there have been ups and downs along the way, but that has been the script that the Packers have written again and again and again. And they started to do that last time around against Tampa, but then Rodgers threw that pick six and the entire game turned. So if they can, again, stay ahead of the sticks, play the clean game and get ahead, get a lead, yes, they should be all right. Got that one. Mike, thanks for the super chat. MVS will catch one drop, 150 plus. I can't even get upset. I can't even deny your police work there. Eric, thanks for the super chat. Nags, if we drop 30 again next week, are we Super Bowl bound? Yes. Wide receivers, golden retrievers, family of beavers. Look, everyone talking about the wide receivers dropping 30 or MVS maybe dropping one or Tom Brady, blah, blah, blah. This Packers team, are they up for it? I got one thing to say. I just listen to this and just sit back, chill, relax, grab your beer. I'm going to grab my beer here. Just remember this.
To just sum up the Packers draft one more time, though. A.J. Dillon in the second round.
Oh, sorry, you meant like with words.
The not drafting a wide receiver is a giant mistake. You know, listen, the Packers took a quarterback when they didn't need to.
Obviously, it's going to get a C-plus because the immediate contribution factor. When is Jordan Love going to contribute to the Green Bay Packers?
My only question is how does this help the Green Bay Packers win a Super Bowl right now?
The Packers are having a terrible draft.
Any other final words on the Packers? I feel like we've buried them sufficiently.
It was a D draft.
I would hope you would support who we are, not who we are not.
I like that guy, A.J. Dillon.
These individuals have made a choice to work, a choice to sacrifice, to put themselves on the line to represent you. That kind of commitment and effort deserves and demands your respect. This is your team.
Going deep down the middle, it's caught for the touchdown. Number six, Jones. Look at that balance, Aaron Jones. See ya. Aired out down the field, pass is caught for the touchdown. Tanyan. Throws, pass, caught, touchdown. It's the rookie Sternberger. Pass wide open, Adams makes the catch, makes the move, sprinting for the end zone.
That's right. This is your team.
This is your team. This is your team. That's right, Packers fans. You're going to hear all week about Tom Brady and this defense and the Packers not being up to snuff and where the Bucs are going to take advantage and blah, blah, blah. That's great. Let them chirp. Let them talk. Let them try to weasel doubt into your mind all week long. But just remember, this is your team. This has been your team since the moment the draft ended, the moment free agency ended, and everyone said how messed up the Packers were, that they didn't draft weapons for Aaron Rodgers, or they didn't do this in free agency, they didn't do that, blah, blah, blah. But guess what? The Packers knew exactly what they were doing. And now here they are on the doorstep, the precipice of the Super Bowl. this is your team. That's all I got to say about that. Revenge is best served cold. You damn right. And it is going to be served nice and cold next Sunday afternoon. All right, guys, I'm going to get going. Can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking some Packers. The NFC Championship game is set next Sunday against the Buccaneers at Lambeau Field. Can't wait. Please hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, and join me tomorrow morning for Packers Daily at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Lambeau time. Thank you so much for making Cheesehead TV part of your Packers coverage routine. As I always say, I know there are a lot of options out there for you, and that you utilize Cheesehead TV in any way when it comes to your enjoyment of the team really means a lot to myself, to Corey, and everyone at Cheesehead TV. Thank you so much. Hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.